You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Veteran actor, musician, raconteur Jack Charles is no stranger to the cycle of drug addiction, prison and homelessness.
Oh, I used to sleep, you know, in the bushes around Melbourne University. And that it was a place of sanctuary. I knew the Jacks weren't allowed on university property unless they were called for.
Fellow Indigenous elder Auntie Shirley Firebrace has also felt the pain and isolation of having no place to call home.
It's a terrible place to be. You know, I've lived in hostels, I've lived in cars.
For Uncle Jack Childs, salvation from his addiction came when he was finally able to return from jail to his own accommodation.
I had a key to my unit, and so by virtue of the fact that I had the key to my unit, I never went back and sought out a whack, because I wasn't homeless.
A conference in Melbourne last week was seeking answers to the homeless crisis in Aboriginal communities. Advocate Jamie Sams is one of those who are speaking at the summit.
Housing is very, very expensive. Rents are very high, so people are plus racism, so they're shut out of the private market. And then you have the compounding impact of social issues, family violence, drug and alcohol abuse, mental health issues.
The problems are exacerbated by severe accommodation shortages. The chief executive of Aboriginal Housing Victoria estimates 11,000 Indigenous people seek help from homeless assistance services every year, a rate 10 times that of the rest of the population.
It's absolutely a problem nationally, but what we're seeing is that the data is now showing that in Victoria, it's actually higher. Aboriginal homelessness is actually higher than in other states and territories.
Yet another measure of social disadvantage experienced by Indigenous Australians.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.